You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
4 o'clock, good to have you aboard. We have spent a copious amount of time on the Tigers, Scott Harris, the end of the season, and kind of, okay, what now? And I've asked the question, if now's not the right time to demand more of Chris Illich, then when is it? Don't just get mad at people who say they want more. Tell us when. And if you want the whole presentation, odyssey.com rewind. I wanted to catch up. Rico, I want to play this for people. I know it's been sadness, and I know the Lions dropping a bomb on the Cowboys was wrecked by Aiden Hutchinson's leg injury and him out for the year. But I want to provide people with some joy. Is that fair?
Let's go. Because I think the people need this.
Yes.
You did
this. I want you to... Yeah, you did this to this man, you. So Jerry Jones does a weekly hit on Dallas radio. And rightfully so, the hosts at The Fan down in Dallas asked some really good questions about the offseason and things they didn't do. Reminder, Jerry Jones turned 82 on Sunday, and you popped a squat on his birthday cake. So with that in mind, do you think Jerry's having a good week? Take a listen to this audio. David, hit it.
Let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years, okay? I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over the radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not, and I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. To talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get another. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Hey, if you had NFL owner threatening to fire radio hosts on your bingo card. You're right. You're right. It's not your job to sit there and answer questions about the dog bleep franchise you run. Or actually it is.
Yeah.
Because that's why most owners don't do a weekly radio hit, Jerry. Holy mercy. Happy birthday, Jera.
Don't
love
ask me
the city of Detroit.
Yeah, don't ask me questions. I don't want to answer. Don't ask me. Ask me happy questions. What flavor was the cake that I had? You know what? What did I do on my birthday? Don't ask me this.
That's part of the problem with where we've arrived at in sports. We have created so many echo chambers for these front office people. Who, I'll say it again to you. Oh, you're disrespectful. No, I don't pay fealty to people who play fantasy sports for a living. You work in a front office. You use billionaires' money to buy millionaires to play a kid's game. You're not curing cancer, all right? You're not down at Carmanos. You're also not keeping our streets safe. You're not educating our children. I don't care about you. this idea that we owe fealty to these people. So, yeah, Jerry's probably ticked, Rico, because he wasn't on DallasCowboys.com or CowboysGiveMeErection.net. And it's like, really? Yeah, no, Jerry, you got to answer the question. Your team just got dump trucked 47-9. You've given up 800 points the last two games at home. You haven't beaten anyone with a pulse in 2 years. Yeah, just answer the question, man. It ain't that real.
Because, right, I would say you're trying to get rid of me. Why don't you have the same amount of integrity with your coach and hold him to this standard? But, I mean, I get it. The guys, you know, they didn't know how to answer that. They were kind of in yuck-yuck mode and was like, well, do we attack back? Well, maybe not. But, like, come on, man, don't threaten my job because your team stinks. You built this. I didn't. This is all your money.
Right, it's not like the host got on the air and farted into the microphone. I mean, they didn't pull a Kenny whoopee cushion. I mean, it's just laughable. Right, but Detroit, I want you to know, you did that to that man. You ruined him.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Love, Detroit. Man, if there's one positive we can take out, it's that. You wrecked this guy.
So,
and the Aiden thing, it's not going to go away. Yes, David, go ahead.
I was going to say, there's more to what Jerry, not what he said on the radio, but the owners are meeting. They're having their fall meetings in Atlanta today. So you know how they do. You know, owners show up and media members are there. They want to get questions answered. They want to talk to them. And they pretty much talk to everyone but Jerry because the meeting started at noon. Jerry showed up at 11:59 and said, I'm sorry, I can't take questions. I'm running late.
Well, and Mike McCarthy showed up 2 hours late for his press engagement back in Dallas.
Yes, he did.
Things are going great. And look, I know it's not all roses. And I know Aiden being out for the year is a death blow. I mean, we're the only ones at the station who feel like it's a huge deal. Everybody else is just like, well, you know, they're still good. They'll be fine. It's all fine. Okay. Look, I'm just trying to tell you, if I'm on an airplane and we lose an engine, I don't feel good about it.
Mm-mm.
No, he's still got an engine. We're still in the air. Yeah, I still don't feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You lost your jet engine on defense.
Well, you're right. But here's one more thing that's good for Lions fans.
Tell me.
Not only are you the team that broke Dallas, you broke Dallas at the right time. Dallas is in a bye week. You know what that means? For two weeks. 2 weeks, not one. For 2 weeks, your highlights, your trick plays. You know, Ben Johnson pretty much looking like the usher from Michael Jordan and the Bulls going, eh. Yes, these are the things that are going to get ran for the next, 12 or so days until Dallas plays again. This hurts. Take the victory lap because it was personal. You went out there and you embarrassed them.
I got to say this. All right. And, I shouldn't, but it's just not in my nature not to speak my mind. I'm not mad about it, but I will tell you, that got a little tacky. I mean, is it fun in the moment? Sure. But, Rico, I've never watched an NFL game that devolved into, you know, Steve Spurrier running it up on CMU in 1998, 82-3. I mean, the NFL, you just don't see what went down there. And the Lions were attempting to, like, exercise demons against a team that had quit. I mean, you're running offensive lineman routes. You're running a hook and ladder to a tackle. You've already done the trick plays. You already broke into the house. You stole their food. You did it all. Do you have to burn the house down too on your way out? That got a little bit weird to me. Like, it was like this demonic thing of like, no, we're not done with revenge. And it's like, guys, you've already proven your point.
Yeah.
What more do you have to do?
It gets to a point where, you all of a sudden start feeling sorry for the team. Like, okay, enough. It's like a boxer. Like, yeah, he's bleeding. And then after a while, you're like, hey, stop the fight, man. This is why his man's got a wife and kids. Stop this beating. And that's what it was. You were sitting there saying, throw in the damn towel. Because it was like, I didn't
You're
get
not
it. It was
wrong.
Like, okay, was this all because of the Dan Skipper thing? But then it went past that. And
it was
utter embarrassment. So I just took it as this. Hey, Minnesota, you're watching. Green Bay, you're watching. Guess what? Yeah, we just did that.
Well, I don't know if it was about letting the other team see this, because then after the game, I'm seeing the Lions' social media account, respond. They're responding, showing this video of, I guess, CeeDee Lamb disrespecting the Lions in the Pro Bowl, saying, oh, they won a couple games and they think they're this, they think they're America's team. And it was just a bunch of video of highlights from the game. And I'm like, yeah, this franchise took this personal, man. They took it personal.
Oh, big time. Hey, look, I'm not sitting here crying for the Cowboys. I'm just making a point.
Right.
It was at a certain point I'm going, why are we still doing this?
Right. Now,
you've already destroyed this team. Right. Enough, man. Jesus.
And the only thing I'll say about that is, here's what I don't ever want to hear from this town. If somebody does that to you.
Oh yeah. Here it is.
You don't get to do this. You don't get to say, oh, that was classless. Nope.
No ambulance.
No.
It ain't coming for you now.
No.
You've kind of invited something here. Now, I'm not mad. I'm not, like, shrieking about it. I'm just saying, like, hey, you may want to chill on that.
No, because in the end, everyone hates the Cowboys. So it's just like, okay, that's fine. Go ahead and do it.
You don't think I was excited to see the Lions destroy the Cowboys? I hate the Cowboys. Yeah. The problem is my team hasn't beaten them in 15 years. But even I got to a point where I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Seriously, we were all screaming. It went from cheering because you were knocking them down again and again until, you know, man, just throw in the towel. Don't get up again, Dallas. Stay down. No. Uncomfortable.
It was just weird. You know what it felt like? It felt college.
It did.
It felt like when one team, like Kent State at Tennessee, and it was 62-0 at the half.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're sitting there going, Tennessee, really? Squirrel White needs another touchdown. What is his mom at the game? Like, come on, man. Really? It's Kent State. These poor kids are going to be in wheelchairs by the end of this.
No, but see, I think it was more personal, Mike, to me. As I told you yesterday, this felt like last year's Michigan-Michigan State game. And Harbaugh was like, no, we're not going to just beat you. We're going to take your soul. You remember what you did to us in the tunnel? Watch this. We're angry. And we're going to show you on the field. And there's nothing you can do about this. That's what that game felt like to me. It was just like, come on, guys. Dallas quit. Dallas quit at halftime. Do we really need to run, you know, hook and ladders for the tackles now?
Yes.
This is what we're doing?
Okay. Look, I'm not mad about it. I'm just telling you. Don't cry when someone does it to you. Invariably, someone's going to do it to you. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. 248-539-9797. But enjoy what you did to Jerry Jones. You should be very proud of yourselves. It's a blessed moment. I know I'm proud of you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, coming up at 5 o'clock, we will get into the Lions. A day, you know, another day later. I know yesterday it was raw. It was emotional. I want to see if the dust has settled. Dan Campbell appeared on the morning show, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you want to hear it, but we'll bring you some of that audio. But it's the question about, okay, what now? I mean, Rico and I are basically aliens because, no, we do believe you need to replace Hutch if you truly want to win a Super Bowl. I just don't subscribe to next man up when you lose a player of that caliber. If you lost Jared Goff, you wouldn't be saying next man up. You know, when certain guys are just not replaceable. So I want to see him make a move. Rico wants to see him make a move. A lot of the other shows are just way more comfortable than we are. So I want to see where you guys are at with it and start to generate a realistic list. Now, I do think it's noteworthy, and I know we'll touch on it later in the hour in football today, but like Cleveland just traded Amari Cooper. That's a veteran. That's one of their 5-6 best players. That's a guy they just fire sale. They can't move Deshaun Watson. If they want to, it's going to take a draft pick, and it would have to happen later this summer for cap reasons. The point is, Myles Garrett and his dead cap, and whether it's 50 mil, 25 mil, if they can restock their shelves, get first-round picks, they're dead anyways. The dead cap doesn't mean anything. They know they're about to be terrible. They are, in fact, terrible now. It is why I think it's at least worth a phone call. Not pounding the desk. I'm not mad if it, all I want to read is a report that they called and got laughed at. It's the same thing with Max Crosby. I was talking to Cookies, Rico. I was talking to him this morning. We were doing the podcast, and I'm like, I love the JMO laugh thing they're doing. It's their walleye for Max Crosby. But I said, you do realize there's no sin in calling. And I understand Crosby probably won't come here. But with Devontae Adams gone, another lost season of Max's prime, I understand he's got Raider tattoos. He's also got the old English D. You call and ask. You just try. And if you get rejected, cool. I just want to read about it.
Right.
But I want to see a big-time move. I don't know that that's what they're doing, though. We'll play some audio for you at 5. David, you want me to knock out a couple of calls here?
Sure.
All right, we can do that. Let's go to Ian, 97.1. What's up, Ian?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ian. Hey. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Love the show. Been listening every day for years.
Thank you very much.
I first of all, you just hate to see it with Jerry Jones. my younger brother, we lived in Texas for a while when I was a kid. My younger brother was born there, so he's a big Cowboys fan, and I've just been bombarding him with troll memes the past couple of days, so that's been really nice for me as an older brother. As far as the Lions go, I mean, you know, a lot of fans that I've been seeing on social media have been talking about, you know, if they make a big move for one of these big name guys, you know, Crosby, Garrett, whoever it may be, you know, they're not going to have the money if they want to re-sign people later down the line. You know, Hutchinson would be one. Brian Branch would be another. Possibly Jameson Williams coming up in the next few years. But, you know, the Lions in 2025, they have $77 million plus to work with in cap space. You know, that's fifth most in the league. You know, and then things drop off a cliff in 2026. They got $61 million then. Max Crosby right now would only cost about $23 million, I believe, is his contract. And they've already paid him some of that this year, the Raiders have. So you wouldn't even necessarily be on the hook for all of that. You know, Garrett's even cheaper. So I don't think it's a question of whether they can afford these guys.
Ian, I just want to say one thing, and I, maybe you can teach me something. This is important. I feel like in this town, we have a collection of fans with each team that will make whatever excuse they have to so the team never has to do something bold. It is a town that lives in fear. This idea of, well, if we do this, what will we do in, checks notes, 3 years? Not my problem. And the cap isn't real. So help me understand it. Why, when we're in a Super Bowl or bust season, why are fans talking that way?
I mean, personally, I have no idea. I mean, you know, like you said, the cap right now, it isn't real the way that they've, you know, structured it in the NFL, and it's going to continue to go up. So, you know, you already have all this money to work with, and then you're going to have more money down the line when they eventually raise the cap again, whenever that is.
Right. And eventually, you know, you're going to let players walk away because you don't keep everyone. Like the idea thinking about a Jameson Williams contract is laughable. We're not even at the halfway mark of his first remotely productive season. You think I care about what I got to do with J-Mo in a few years? That's ridiculous.
Well, and his rookie contract isn't even up until 2026. So you're not thinking about an extension until at least after next year. And, you know, if you have Aiden Hutchinson, you know, Max Crosby / Myles Garrett / insert dark man here, And then you have Brian Branch. I'm fine with anybody else from this defense walking away. I mean, you know, sorry, Anzalone, you're going to pack your bags and go to Jacksonville or wherever it is.
Right, you're not going to pay Carlton Davis. You're probably not paying Alim McNeil. He's probably going to price himself out, and that's okay. It's the idea of you're not keeping the whole band together. People have to lose that illusion.
Well, and if we win a Super Bowl this year with Crosby, and then we bring back Aiden Hutchinson next year and win another Super Bowl, I'm good. You know, blow the whole thing up. At that point, I've gotten what I wanted
That's
out
it.
Of this.
Yeah. That's it. I'm with you totally. I don't know, Rico, if it's just the older I get, I just start to feel like I'm on an island. I'm on my own little planet. Because I just, everything's about winning the Super Bowl. And the one thing I've never cared about is, well, guys, listen, the cap table in 2027. Dude, I don't know if I'm waking up tomorrow. Like, I'm not making moves that are injurious or willy-nilly, but Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, we just lost Aiden Hutchinson, who was on his way to becoming a defensive player of the year this year. Mm-hmm. Pardon me if I don't care about the financial situation 3 years from now, because I can change it.
Yeah.
You can alter deals. You can restructure, kick cans down the road. Here's the other thing Ian said. He's right. Rico, the cap's going up 10% every single year.
Yep.
The NFL, all these games, NFL Europe. I mean, hell, when are we playing a game in Zimbabwe at this point? I'm sure they'll sell it for $250 million.
2029.
Exactly. Why do we care?
We care because not only do you want to win the Super Bowls, but you want what the Patriots did. You want what the Chiefs have right now. You want to win Super Bowls, and you want to keep doing it over and over again, whereas I would simply say you were part of the new strategy of winning Super Bowls, and it's what the Rams did. Here, we're going to blow this thing up. All we want is one Super Bowl, and right now, we'll deal with all the repercussions later because we could all look back at that Super Bowl trophy and that's in the collection case and say, at least we got one. Just try to focus on one.
Let me ask this question. Let's just bump this up. Let's have some fun. And again, I'll say this for the people in the back, because I've already talked to Jim today. This isn't me versus him or us versus them. No. It's different perspectives. But which one do you subscribe to? Rico and I believe it's time to be bold. It's time to be splashy. It's time to keep the freight train rolling. And I want to go out and get a big-time pass rusher. Now, I can play the Dan Campbell audio for you, and I'll play it next. Doesn't sound like they're going to do that. I want to know what you guys want. You tell me. You've waited 70 years for this team to be this relevant. My answer is I don't. If I'm picking 29th and 30th and 24th, I don't care. I'll do what it takes to get a Crosby or a Myles Garrett or a player of that caliber. Because in the end, it always ends. You don't get to do this forever. Mm-hmm. This whole thing you've been sold in this town from basically every general manager is, well, we're planning to be built for a long time. I didn't ask for that. I don't care. If you're good for a long time but never great, you're going to end up miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So how about we just be great?
Yeah.
I'm willing to live with the repercussions.
I can't. I forgot. How many statues are in Buffalo for all the Super Bowls and things that they've lost?
That'd be zero.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, you mean there's not a we were good for a long time plaque at Ralph Wilson Stadium?
No. The Jim Kelly, hey, we were pretty damn good award.
Yeah. The we built a sustained winner award. Yeah. Really? Where's the Lombardi Trophy?
Yeah.
I mean, ask, hey, David, question. You've been good for a long time. How you feeling? How you living right now?
Not going good, according to Stoney. Yeah.
May as well hit that whoopee.
Well, David, you got a quarterback change coming, so you should feel really good.
No, my point is the Steelers have been good for a long time. Yeah. Where's the Super Bowls?
Yep.
I get 248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. We'll do it all coming up next, 97.1. All right, David, hit me with a few ticket texts. We'll go to the people. I mean, we just bumped up the Lions coverage because people want to talk about it. You know, Rico and I are kind of outliers. I believe you absolutely have to make a move before the November 4th or 5th trade deadline. It's a Tuesday at 4 in the afternoon. I just don't think you can do next man up when you lose a player like Hutchinson. Not with the player he had become. And not really what he means to the team. And I don't want to get all sappy and all that, but it's reality. I mean, he is the living embodiment of work ethic. He embodies everything they want in that room. You don't just next man up that. So I want to get after it. Now, I think the Lions are good. I think the Lions are very good. But I'm sorry. Like, Super Bowl? No, not when you lose a player like that. That's the equivalent of Kansas City losing Chris Jones. Mm-hmm. And if you want me to be direct, like, oh, would you say the same thing? Yes, I would. I would tell you straight up Kansas City would not win a Super Bowl without Chris Jones. That important to their defense. Mm-hmm. So you've been spoiled. You take it for granted when he faces a double or a triple. Well, that's all gone now. It would hurt the productivity of everybody else.
And, Mike, with it being gone, it means that there's going to be extra people now going out for routes instead of staying in to block him. So that's going to hurt you.
Let's go to the people. Does that work? Who's held the longest, David? I want to make sure we get it right.
Mark,
yeah.
Then Mark is up next, 97.1. Mark, what's going on, buddy?
Well, hello, gentlemen. I am, I'm going to be the, I'm going to disagree, which I try not to do because, damn, you know your stuff. But how did you feel going into this season about our receiver room? There was a lot of conversation about the need to get a wide receiver one. How did you feel about that going into the season?
Wide receiver one? No, I
talking about, you know, we need that guy. That Amon Ra wasn't enough, that we need to get help in that room.
All right. All I can tell you, Mark, on this show, I've said Amon Ra's the best receiver in the league. So you got the wrong guy on that one.
And then
Amon Ra's a superstar and a stud.
Yeah, and I think you're also... It was talk about wide receiver three, and I remember saying, you got wide receiver three already on the team. It's Jahmyr Gibbs. Just put him in the slot, and he'll be fine. J-Mo can be that other guy. So I thought that you had enough pieces in place.
So I'll fall on that sword. I was one of those people. There was a lot of that conversation around, and I was like, man, there may be an argument here. I was wrong. And Brad Holmes has consistently acted in this way. Like, in the same way that you were talking about, it would be hard to get on Campbell for going for it on fourth down when that's your DNA and the makeup of who you are. Like, you're ride or die with that one way or another. And Brad Holmes has been, we're going to use our draft picks to get where we're going, and we're not going to make the big splashy move. And I think we've gotten to this point through that leadership. And as much as I agree with you that I would like that person, I also kind of fundamentally don't think that that's who Brad Holmes is.
You're right.
And we got here on this horse.
No, you're 100% right. There's no argument. My only thing would be, once you've arrived here, I do think you have to seize the moment. But you're 100% right. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any faith that they will do what I want to do. But, I mean, Mark, like, you're asking what would I do or how do I feel? Mark, I'm not in the business of lying to you. You know what I mean? I'm not going to come on the air and tell you. I'm not going to bleep on your head and tell you it's raining. You just lost a possible defensive player of the year. And you lost the guy who plays opposite him for the season as well in Marcus Davenport. No, I don't believe you're winning the Super Bowl. And I do believe you have a Super Bowl roster. So that leaves me one out. I got to go get somebody who can help. Aiden had 7.5 sacks. The rest of this team has 7.5. Like, it's not going to function. Not the way you need to make a Super Bowl run. So you're right in everything. I mean, Rico, I'm not arguing with how the team's been built. I'm not arguing with the fundamentals of what has gotten them here. But once you're here, you do have to adjust a little bit, no?
You do. But as I stated, I think a lot of people got seduced by the fact that they've scored a ton of points in the last two games, and you just feel like they'll just outscore people because they got the best offense. And that's good, but eventually you're going to have to play that game where it's first 1-20 wins. You're going to have to be able to play defense and get a stop in the fourth quarter. And without Aiden Hutchinson, that takes away a lot of what your defense can do, because now that means your secondary is going to get exposed more. And I don't know if you can handle that. So it's not saying that you're going to be a top 10 team in the draft. What I'm saying is, and I'm not speaking for you, Mike, but I think you agree, you're a playoff team. You're a playoff contending team.
Yep.
But I don't think you're a Super Bowl contending team. There are two different levels to this.
Agree totally. I'm on board. And again, I think the biggest misnomer with the Kansas City Chiefs is that offense has carried the day. No, it hasn't. It's their defense. Mm-hmm. When Chris Jones plays, they're a top 10 defense. When he doesn't, they're bottom 10.
Yeah. And if you don't believe,
won them the Super Bowl against you this year.
There it is.
Wait a minute. Was that an illusion or was that not Chris Jones blowing up the game?
Three straight plays, Mike. He was in the backfield. And again. And another one. And game's over. Right. Yep. That
so
was it.
Pardon me if I'm not comfortable watching the best of John Kaminsky. 2-4-8-5-3-9-90. I mean, I don't want to see Kaminsky catch strays. You get my point.
Yes.
It's just, yes, I do believe I would. Now, I'm not saying corrupt your whole franchise. I'm not asking you to do something stupid. But would I like to see some reports that phone calls are being made that you at least tried and got hung up on? Yes. All right, if Max Crosby is Margot Robbie, I'd like to think you at least took a shot. Mm-hmm. 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.